They're coming to get you. They're coming for you, Barbara.
They're coming to get you.
Coming to get you, Barbara.
This is They're Coming to Get You. Get ready to say, God damn. My name is Brent Trehune.
My name is Gavin Eddings, and I'm going to make some screeches now.
Welcome to the show, loyal Barbaras. Gavin?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey.
I usually talk more at the beginning, but you're just like, I'm going to say hi to the Barbaras this time.
Why did you stop carrying the show?
I don't know.
Put me back on your back and go.
My back. And when you look down, there was but one set of footprints in the sand from where I carried this fucking podcast.
Actually, we were doing one of those sack races.
And it was just scoots in the sand.
It was just
a big old trail of stuff. All right, we are doing today's episode, a very special episode, because we are doing the 1978 Invasion of the Body Snatchers that was picked by our wonderful Patreon subscribers over on patreon.com/ They're Coming to Get You. For $8 a month, you can nominate a movie for us to cover on this podcast, and everybody gets to vote for it. And this movie was one of our winners for this. They want us to cover this 1978 film. So thank you so much for being a Patreon subscriber. It means a lot to us. And I want to give a shout out to Ellen over on Apple Podcasts, who left us a good review over there. So thank you, Ellen, for supporting us in that way.
What was that review? Did she write some words?
She did. She said, so good. Just discovered this podcast, and I love it. One of the better horror movie review podcasts I have heard. Smiley face.
Nice. Thank you, Ellen. And anytime you want to leave a review wherever you listen, feel free to do so as long as it's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Good reviews only. Good reviews only, but Ellen, oh, it says Ellen D. Do you think it's Ellen DeGeneres?
I think so.
Ellen DeGeneres. Did
she have like little dancing emojis?
It was dancing emoji, and then there was an emoji where she was bullying a PA.
That's true.
I was like, it is Ellen. It's the real Ellen who liked it. But yeah, patreon.com. We have a couple different tiers if you want to subscribe and help support the channel. Support the show, and then also pick movies and talk with us over on Discord. It's a bunch of stuff. Yeah. Patreon.com/ They're Coming to Get You. Go subscribe, have a good time, and get to know us as people.
Yeah, and also we just do Patreon-only episodes. So, Gavin, I just suggested to you, and I don't even know if this is something we're going to do, but I said movies that should be remade.
Ooh.
That's an episode that I would like to do over there.
Oh, I would like to do that as well. And we have a really bad habit of being like, we're going to cover this, this, and this, and then never doing it. But now because you put it out in the ether, I think we should do that. That's a really good idea.
Or we could just not do it, and it'd be the same thing. No, that's why not? Because there are so many movies I was thinking that are, it's like, great concept, but maybe the delivery wasn't there, the budget, the effects, something where it really warrants itself to be remade. And after all, it's a conversation we could have during our remake season.
That is correct. And I do want to do a correction. I need to correct myself because I got called out by one of our Patreon subscribers, the wonderful Chanel. She called me out because I said, during our recommendations, I said, if you like Dawn of the Dead, you'll like the Japanese movie, The Sadness. And she said, The Sadness isn't Japanese, you racist. So it's actually Taiwanese. That's on me. So from now on, anything that is Asian horror is just Asian horror because I will get the country wrong and be called a racist on Patreon. These people give us money for the right to call me a racist.
Chanel, thank you for the correction. And this week, as we do every week, I'm awarding Gavin the Baby Back Bitch Award. Which is a thing we do it every week, but I just started doing it now, so
yeah,
congratulations.
He usually texts me privately. He's like, man, you were a real baby back bitch on that episode.
There he is, Mr. Baby Back Bitch.
When Marilyn Monroe came out of that cake and saying, baby back bitch, Mr. President, I was like, this isn't even in the right rhythm, Marilyn.
this sucks. Joe DiMaggio and JFK are going to be mad at you. Let's jump into our episode, shall we, Gavin?
Yeah. This is a 1978 film starring Donald Sutherland. It is a remake of the 1958?
I think it's six.
56. Corrections already. God damn it.
Chanel. I got Chanel on the line right here.
She said you're a racist against the year 1956. You're right. You're right. But, yeah, it's a remake of the 1956 movie. Had you seen the original?
I had started it, just not unrelated to this, just because, you know, there's like those older movies that are, it's like The Thing from Another World was like the precursor to The Thing.
Yes.
And I watched that. So I wanted to watch like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And I think it was like the lowest quality video I found on YouTube. And I didn't finish it. Not that I thought it was bad. It just, I started it late. And I don't know if you're like me, you start a movie at midnight, and you have high aspirations. You say, I'm going to watch this. And then you fall asleep and then you just don't return to it.
Yeah, you're like, it will forever be 37 minutes in when I fell asleep, and I'll never go back to it. So, had you seen the 1978 version before?
I have. This is my second watch of this. Now, had you watched the or read the short story?
I did not. Is there a short story?
Yeah, that's by the same name, and I don't remember. I had the note somewhere, but it's written by a person, and mm-hmm.
Shakespeare.
Yeah, Shakespeare, old Bill Shakespeare, is written so that they made the original one based off that short story. And, of course, this is a remake of that one and the short story, much like The Thing.
Okay. Now, I had never seen this before.
Oh, this is your first time?
It was my first time seeing it, and I'm going to say, not for me. Not for me. I know
why?
People... It's a little too slow for me. It's a little mm-hmm. slow. And I don't know. It's just, I'm not against slow burn movies. I think it really does pick up towards the end. But I don't know. It was kind of like Psycho, where I can appreciate what it's doing. I think it is a classic. But it just didn't do much for me.
This movie is close to 2 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it helps. 2 hours long.
How do you feel about it?
The same.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
I had seen this once previously, and I watched it because you hear, oh, you got to check out this one. And I think there are highlights of this movie, so really good highlights of this movie. But I felt the same way as you, that it maybe dragged a little bit.
And, yeah.
And I don't want this to be like, oh, we didn't like this, because there are good things about this. But maybe it was just like, I don't know. I would like a quicker paced movie, maybe.
Mm. Yeah, it seems like people, and it might just be a you and I thing, just because of attention spans. Mm-hmm. Because you anymore, if there's a TikTok, like on TikTok or Instagram Reels, you can like see how long something's gonna be. And I'm like, I ain't got 3 minutes to give you on TikTok.
Screen toucher is what I call it. you keep touching the screen to see how much longer we have.
Yeah, I go to TikTok for 30 seconds to 1 minute jokes and payoffs. I'm not here for your 5 minute monologue. That's not what I'm here for. So I think because
so not attention- a fan of my videos.
I mean, yours are fine, I guess. No, I enjoy
a little
yours.
Long. Never finished one, but
never finished though. I like when you cough at the end.
Hey, I got the big K, COVID.
That's how I know it's over. I'm like, finally, he's coughing. Yes. Now he out now. No,
it's
yours
like
are.
You can tell a rapper is on the track because they make their sound. That's how you can tell my videos are going to end and start coughing.
Mustard on that beat. Well, let me tell you, I just saw on Fox News.
Let me clear my throat.
But yeah, anymore, our attention spans are so short, and I hate that it's gotten that way. That anymore, and I think it also didn't help that we went directly from Dawn of the Dead to this.
Yeah.
So that's our bad. We're like, let's watch one of the most fast-paced, action-packed zombie movies of all time. Mm-hmm. And now let's watch a slow-burn sci-fi horror.
1978, as you said, an hour and 55 minutes, and PG. Which, why is it PG, Gavin? This is PG the same way Jaws is PG.
Yeah, this is PG because PG-13 wasn't invented till the movie Red Dawn that came out in the 80s. But yeah, this is that era of... You can just show a full-on titty.
Two of them, in fact.
Two of them. Two, a pair of them. in a PG movie. And I was like, damn. Now, growing up religious and growing up Mormon, you can only watch like sleepovers and stuff. They only rent like PG movies. So imagine a bunch of Mormons sitting around watching a PG Invasion of Body Snatchers and be like, there's a titty here. How dare you?
Had you seen this when you were a kid, it would have been your favorite movie.
I know. Been like, oh, I know it's a really slow build up, but when I can see those slightly obscured tits in the bushes, that's my favorite part.
So that your overall impression, you'd say, is not for you. Are you going to revisit this?
Absolutely.
Is probably a question for the end of the pod.
Yeah.
We'll open.
We're actually recording two episodes back to back, so we're just going to go ahead and speed through this one. It's all right. I probably won't revisit it. If you like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, what would you recommend?
The Thing.
No. All right. They're coming to get you.
Barbara. What did you feel about, because this is an alien movie, and I've stated on this show before, I'm not like a super big alien horror guy, even though I just said The Thing, which is like an exception.
Yeah.
But I think you like alien stuff more than I do.
I do like alien stuff more than you do. And I'm a little bit surprised that you don't like alien stuff more, because you do enjoy your cryptids and your conspiracy stuff. So I'm a little surprised you don't like aliens more. Is there a reason you don't like aliens?
I don't know. It just feels maybe I don't. It's not like a cheap cop out, but for certain movies, it definitely is. I don't know what it is about alien stuff that I don't really care for. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I remember. I know that growing up, aliens really scared me. I was really scared of aliens growing
up. Yeah, I know you. The movie Signs, you're not a fan of.
Yeah, very famously, Signs fucked me up. And just the idea of like the grays, like gray aliens, really scare me. Like the X-Files theme to this day, like I love the X-Files. I enjoy it. But the X-Files was the scariest shit growing up for me.
That is a scary song.
Yeah, it's a scary song, and like just the UFO in there, I was afraid of aliens for a very long time. We even talked about it on Independence Day. I was like, this was a fun movie when we were younger, and then I was like, man, if aliens come, man, we're kind of fucked.
Yeah, and different ways, too. This is quite the opposite of Independence Day. I don't know if it's the opposite, but it's like let's talk about the vehicle to get the aliens to Earth, because I love how they get to Earth. It's like a flower, and they're transported to Earth via solar winds. So it's even stated, I think Leonard Nimoy says, we take over worlds, and then we're transported to another world via solar wind. And I really like that device to infect people, because we should also talk about, we did The Faculty, which in that movie gives a direct shout out to, I think, at least the book Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where it's similar to that. So I'm saying this movie stole from The Faculty. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is, I guess, yeah, the movie that we've watched on this podcast so far that's the closest to this is The Faculty. And
it's a body snatcher movie.
It's a body snatcher, and this has a lot of pop culture things in it. Like nowadays, if somebody's acting kind of strange, you could be like, oh, they're a pod person. What happened to the real Brynn? They're acting like a pod person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, I just love the way that they take over things, because it's not like, oh, shooting guns and stuff. If you kind of were out in the woods doing off the grid stuff and you just kind of walked into town, you'd be like, why is everybody weird? You wouldn't even know that this was happening. You know, for most people in this, they don't even know what's happening. I love that.
Do you think you could ever live off the grid? Do you think you think you could?
The fact that I could like not see people and talk to people, I love that. I don't know that I could work a garden and like, I'll do all the off the grid manly stuff. But I love isolation. That scene, that I love that. I could stay at the Overlook Hotel over the winter, and I don't think anything bad would happen.
You don't think anything bad would happen?
No, not one.
Okay. You're like, how's it going, Lloyd?
I'd see that woman naked in the bathtub, and that's all I need, baby.
Be like, oh, we gotta get. I know how I'm staying warm this winter.
I don't care that your ass cheeks are falling off your body, you decayed woman.
Let's do it. Whether the ass cheeks are on or off, I'm still clapping them.
Clapping.
Clap, you tug.
Man,
woman.
We must have been clapping because your butt cheeks are over there.
You ever be with a girl and you clap so hard her butt falls off like that woman in The Shining?
You're like, this is the last time I visit room 317 or the other number.
Isn't it 1408?
No.
Isn't that another movie?
Yeah, that's a whole other Stephen King movie book.
That'd be weird if they walk and they're like, oh, wrong room. I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong Stephen King hotel movie.
Sorry. I meant 1408, not room 317.
You're like looking around. You're like, where is it? You're like,
I have my Shining stuff over there because I know it's two different numbers, depending on the book and the... You know, but of course we're talking about, goddamn, this is all over the place.
I know. Well,
goddamn, I'm sorry.
This is going to be one of those episodes where it's a little all over the place because whenever there's a movie that you and I are kind of lukewarm on, it's hard to stay focused about things because we don't want to just shit on a movie. I don't think this is not a movie that deserves to be shat on. Mm-hmm. I think
we're not shatting.
We're not shatting. But speaking of shatting, Donald Sutherland does find a rat turd within the first 10 minutes of this movie. And I was like, okay, where's this going? Yeah.
You know, I thought that was a ratatouille. Am I saying that right? Ratatouille?
Ratatouille.
Yeah, he finds a rat turd. Because, like, I'm not really sure. His job is like a health inspector, but also, like, he's a scientist, too.
Yeah.
Doing, like, experiments on a baked potato.
Yeah, if you think about it, you're like, why is this health inspector in charge of finding all these pod people?
Yeah, he's like... in the government enough to have connections to the government.
Yeah.
But he's not like the FBI or CIA.
It's like, I know the lead singer. It's like, I know the guitar player of Bon Jovi because I work at a guitar center.
Yeah, but I don't know the big man.
Yeah, Jovi I don't himself. Know. I don't know John Bon Jovi, but I know his guitar player for sure.
Yeah, he's a health inspector, and I love his look throughout the movie. He's kind of got like this trench coat the whole movie, or like a suit jacket, and it was hard to like for me to gauge how old Donald Sutherland was in this movie. It's like some of those. Oh, I was talking to producer wife. I don't know if he's much older than Brooke Adams, Elizabeth, in this movie or not, because like certain movies in the 70s. You could look 50 and the guy would be like, I'm 22, you know?
So he was born in 1935. This came out in 1978. So he's going to be in his 40s. He's like 43.
Chanel, get back to us on that.
Yeah. Let me see if I math right. But no, he's only 43 in this movie. And God, he is an old 43 in this.
Yeah, and then I would assume that the Elizabeth is much younger.
She was born, she is only, Donald Sutherland was born in, so yeah, she is 14 years younger than him.
Okay. I always love, when you could tell, I think it's always like a male-directed movie where it's like, yeah, let's get this 50-year-old Jimmy Stewart and then let's make her 22.
Yes. It's definitely in like older movies too. I mean, you still see it now, but it's kind of like a little creepier. But yeah, in the olden days, of the 70s, like, let's get the youngest dame on the lot.
Yeah. What's the hot girl right now? And also we should point out 1978, big horror movie year, Halloween.
Yes.
Dawn of the Dead, depending on who you're asking and where you live. But this had some competition this year too.
So if this were to come out today and you had to pair an old actor with a young actress, who would be in this?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. I think the hot girl right now is Sydney Sweeney.
I was going to go with Sydney. So yeah,
I don't know. I just see people on Twitter talk about her. I don't know what she's in or from.
Her breasts have actually... taken down conservatives or taken down liberals. I can't remember her, but her breasts were the fall of one of the Democratic
major political parties.
Yeah. And it's just like, if you gotta go down, like, they are some pretty nice breastesses.
I don't know, but I'll take your word for it.
You got to look. Hold on. I'll wait. Look him up, bro. Okay. Look him up. Look him
hey,
up.
Chanel.
No, she's on Euphoria. Sydney Sweeney is like the hot actress right now. And I probably like, why did my mind go to Christopher Walken? Like, I want Christopher Walken. Oh, yes.
Some nice knockers.
Your breasts, marvelous. You got two pairs of pods on your chest. Love them.
I kept this watch up my ass.
You kept it the only place you could, up his ass. Oh, man. Yeah, so Sydney Sweeney and whatever.
Who's the older guy? Or can we flip it? Can we do an older woman and a younger guy?
That's disgusting.
Okay.
How dare you even suggest such a thing? Women stop being attractive at 23, okay? Yeah. And anything after that, you're an old maid, Leonardo DiCaprio told me.
That's true. Yeah, he's got to stick around that 22. So we could say Leo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio. He doesn't age, though. I think it'd be funny if they did, like, Paul Rudd and, like, a young actress, because he just looks like he's young anyway.
Yeah. Wow, you're like an older brother. Leo is 49 currently, so it could be Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah, man, he's 49. Where is time going?
Keeps on slipping.
Into the future. But this movie, for me, my biggest takeaways in my notes are it is slow. And then you do have, so the whole, I like the flower stuff, like you said, the solar winds. I would be in no danger of them taking me over because I can't keep a plant alive for any reason.
You'd get infected, but then it'd be like, I'm a head out. I can't do it.
It's like, I need to photosynthesize somewhere else. This is not working out for me.
What do you think of, because I like the body snatcher kind of concept of the faculty that they're infected by the little worm thing, and then that body is the one they infect. But in this one, kind of the crux of it is they grow another body. And then what happened? Was it clear to you what happens? They take the human body and, like, destroy it?
I guess I couldn't tell.
Because you see everybody, like, carrying bags of dirt and stuff. It's very prominent at the beginning of this movie. You see a garbage truck full of dirt.
Yeah. Which you can't be throwing. You got to wait for dirt trash day. You can't just be throwing your dirt out whenever you want. You got to wait.
That's the last Tuesday of every month.
I don't know what happens to the bodies because you see several times during the movie where Jeff Goldblum's back. So
shirtless.
Yeah, shirtless, as he should be. Always apartments.com, Jeff Goldblum, what up? But Jeff Goldblum, you see that he has his pod person, and Jeff Goldblum falls asleep, and then his pod person wakes up, and then they wake up real Jeff Goldblum, and the pod person goes back to sleep.
Yeah.
So they both be awake?
I think they can exist, and then they get to do that mirror bit where they... that, like, you know, do miming stuff in front of each other. What do you like this, the delivery vehicle, the system to get to the body snatched part where then you get, now everybody's a plant? Do you like that? Because I like let's just go directly to the pod. The person is now infected, essentially.
It does seem like it's too many steps. It seems like, well, you got to get the person, then you got to wait for them to sleep, and you got to touch them, then you got to make another person. And it's like, just cut out the middleman here and just infect them directly, direct to the consumer sales.
Because I think in real life nature, there's like parasites and stuff that can infect humans or animals. And then now they're kind of in control.
Yeah.
That's like a real thing.
Yeah. That's like, did you ever watch The Last of Us?
No.
You got to watch it, man.
Because I heard it's great. I just haven't had a chance.
Because on The Last of Us, basically what happens is there's like a fungus that takes over, like a cordyceps, and it like gets in your brain, it takes you over. And it's based on like actual fungi in the real world that can like take over small insects and like control them and stuff. Mm-hmm. I like that, to me, is more scary than having a replication of yourself out there, but you're still able to like move around. Like not having control is way scarier than another version of you existing.
And the scariest parts of this movie are that where it's like there's another me doppelganger essentially out there, but then you don't know who is one of those things. They do a thing in the movie where they say just don't show emotion. You can kind of be amongst them, and they can't tell. Mm-hmm. I don't really care for that. I like everybody to know.
Yeah,
that is like I can look at a guy and be like, you're not one of us. But I get why you have to do it, because there are certain parts of the movie where they have to move amongst the plant people, you know?
Yeah. And you've got some... And you are able, because they do look so similar and they do blend into well. That's where you get, like, great twists of, like, who's a pod person, who's not a pod person.
Mm-hmm. It's the whodunit deal of The Thing or this movie or The Faculty, where the scariest part of these types of movies is... we don't know who's one of us, and then we might have a double agent where they pretended to be us this whole time, and now, surprise, I'm not on your side.
Yes. I mean, the pod people is, it's a cool concept. I do like that, like I said, it is flowers. But again, just to get to, like, the meat of this movie, you have to really, it was a check the time to see how much left was in this, because it just starts out so slow, and nothing is happening. And then Leonard Nimoy shows up and starts like shaking people and stuff and getting all up in people's faces, which I was a fan of. But it's like, let's get to this. Let's get moving here.
Yeah, I felt like this could have been a 90-minute tighter movie, and it would have been, I would have liked it more.
Yes. I do like the mud bath scene. Mm-hmm. Because it's just a big old man unable to get out of a bath. And that was a scene where I was like, we're going to trim this down a little bit. Just watching a man try to get out of a mud bath. Nah, that's not for me.
That was one of three cameos in this movie. That man in the tub was actually former President William Howard Taft. Was not able to get out of that mud tub. I'm tired of these goddamn mud tubs. Coming over here, taking all the jobs. What was the other one we had? The jib jabs?
We got the jib jabs. We got the fucking mud tubs. These goddamn mud tubs and the jib jabs. I hear they're working together now.
You know, they're living off the government. They get the SNAP cards and then they sell it. They get $50 worth of stuff and then they sell it for $30. These mud tubs.
I tell you what, I saw a Jib Jab on Facebook Marketplace trying to sell a Starbucks gift card worth $25 for $30. Now, why does that make any goddamn sense?
You know, he stole it.
I know he stole that. I saw him go in there. He asked for a water, and then he stole an unactivated gift card and selling it on Facebook.
And he filled his water cup with Sprite.
I hated it. I saw that Jib Jab. Jib Jabs always filling their water cups with Sprite, let me tell you.
And the mud tubs. Producer wife was watching that with me, and I was like, do they get new mud? Or are you just sitting in somebody else's mud?
Well, let me tell you, it ain't all mud, baby.
Yeah, well, not when I'm done with it.
Have you ever been to a spa?
No, it'd be very hard for me to relax when you're trying to get me to relax.
Yeah, I got a...
Go get naked. I can't relax.
I got a gift certificate to a spa to get like a massage, and I waited an entire year to use it. I had to like be like, hey, can I still use this? Please don't expire. They're like, yeah, that's fine. And I made sure, I don't know. I don't want to seem like I'm really sleazy, but I'd almost rather have like a male massage me than mm-hmm. a woman.
So when you get a boner, it won't be weird for you.
It's expected. Because if it's a male, I can be like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, sir? You know.
Hey, buddy, you mind if I pop one over here?
It's hard to... I like to carry a lot of stress and anxiety. I'm usually operating on usually like a 12 or 13 on a scale of 1 to 5.
You like it? You said you like it, or that's just you?
Oh, I fucking hate it. No,
okay,
I don't.
Because you just said I like to.
No.
Let's clarify.
I love being this anxious and awkward and terrible all the time. But it's hard to, like, just relax and you're like, I can't. There's a joke in Rick and Morty with the Meeseeks. And he's like, oh, Jerry, just try to relax. And he's like, have you ever tried to relax? It's a paradox. You can't do it. And
it would be very hard for me to... When, like, the whole goal is to relax, I don't relax around other people. Relaxing is an alone thing for me.
Well, let me tell you about my anxiety. I also can't relax while I'm alone. So it's just nonstop. It's like a Venn horizon in my brain over here. It's just like nonstop, nonstop. We have such sights to show you. But yeah.
So what happened when you went to the spa? What'd you get?
I got just a regular massage, like an hour massage, and it was fine. And the woman that I had was very nice. She was very good, but yeah, it's fine. And when I worked in radio, they'd bring in like chair massages sometimes, where they just like they just like turn a radio studio into a massage parlor, and it was they're nice, but I always feel weird like being touched by strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to relax. I've never done the mud stuff. I'm not a mud or dirty person, so.
And I said, what is the benefit of that? And, you know, Prue's wife said there's nutrients and stuff. She didn't give it to me scientifically because I don't know that she knows fully either, but she's like, there's nutrients and stuff in that. I'm like, that doesn't seem fun to, like, go get dirt. I don't like to be dirty. I don't like to be sticky. None of that.
Well, when we went camping last summer, by the end of it, we're like, well, all right, well, this was a fun experience. Let's go far away from each other so we can go home and shower immediately.
Yeah, well, I kept trying to get you to come and shower with me. Come on. And that was like in the first 10 minutes we got there.
You're like, oh, man, getting pretty sweaty here, aren't we?
I'm good.
You kept trying to take me to that guy next to his RV. Be like, Brent, we aren't allowed in here. He's like, he said we could.
Let's just say hello. the spa scene, and then we get, that's where we're introduced to Jeff Goldblum's pod person, you know?
Yeah, I like meeting the pod people, but I still don't know if they're awake and they're asleep, because that seems like a flaw in their plan. Be like, well, if they wake up, the pod person has to go back to sleep. I don't make the rules. But it's just how it is.
And we have, like, the scene where Donald Sutherland goes into the cleaner. I believe they were Taiwanese cleaner. The Asian cleaner. And the guy, you know, even the people there are like, my wife is not my wife. Please help. And then we get the scene later where they're like, no, we're good. And it's like, you know, he got.
Yes. Oh, they're good. Is there anything that producer wife could do that would give away that she's not producer wife?
Love me. probably just like stuff that I couldn't even tell you what it is. You just know it when you see it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, well, that's kind of not her character type thing. You know, it's who knows you better than your spouse or whoever, you know? So, probably if she like started, if she had Doritos but wasn't eating cottage cheese with it.
Oh God, is that something she does?
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh God, are you sure she's not a pod person already?
I think I married a potty. She's a potty with a hottie with a potty.
That potty yaddy yaddy, everybody.
No, that's the thing that she does is she eats. I think she's maybe on this other side of the wall.
She's in the wall.
Doritos with cottage cheese. She loves cottage cheese, and I can't stand it. Ugh, looks gross.
I don't think I've ever had cottage cheese.
Oh, it's a good. Just picture like a fat person's ass, which I would eat that. I would eat that, but I don't want the cottage cheese. It's just a texture like chunky thing. That I don't like, but she'll, and I guess like she found a survey thing online and like people do that. They eat Doritos with cottage cheese. So if she's eating Doritos with French onion dip, I got to kick her out because she's a pod person now.
I just looked up signs of a sociopath. You know what the number one sign is?
What?
Doritos with cottage cheese.
That's true. And she also eats the nacho cheese ones. I'm a cool ranch guy, even though I don't like ranch.
Oh yeah, you don't like ranch.
I look like I would love ranch.
I know. We're from Indiana. Like we have the same to love color. Ranch. My skin complexion is ranch.
Yeah, it's Elmer's glue or lobster, one of the two.
But yeah, that is a gross food combination for sure. So okay, so if producer wife is not eating Cool Ranch Doritos or regular Doritos with cottage cheese, you're like, that ain't her.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. Then we have the code word, and I ask her the code word, because like doesn't Leonard or Donald Sutherland to the love interest, he's like, do that thing with your eyes. Do you remember that eye thing that she does?
Oh yeah, yeah.
She like flutters her eye. I figured that was gonna come up later, where the pod person wouldn't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. But but they apparently did. I'm gonna be honest with you. This is one of those movies where I did watch it. But I came in and I really went in and out of like paying attention.
It's just a long movie.
Yeah.
Then there's like, we gotta go to the lab and see what the lab says. But then there's like, they're constantly being chased, and that's the scariest part of this movie. Like I said before, you don't know who's who. So even if you're like, oh, there's a group of us down in the basement over here. Mm-hmm. Are you telling that to one of the pod people? You know?
Yeah.
That's the scary part.
Well, if you ask a pod person, if they're a pod person, they legally have to tell you they're a pod person.
Yeah, man, you got to tell me if you're a narc or a cop or something. You wearing a wire?
The good parts, though, of this are the mob scenes. I love me a good mob scene. Mm-hmm. And the scenes where all the pod people are chasing our heroes is very well done. It's very much like Dawn of the Dead, 28 Days Later. Because we're trying to get them and basically assimilate them into the pod person lifestyle. And those scenes are good. You also have the scene with the dog with the human face.
Oh, God.
I didn't expect to see my ex in this one. Am I right?
I said, what are you doing in here?
I'm glad to see you're getting work.
Well,
she got second place in a beauty pageant. You know what was first? A dog's asshole.
And she got to win $10 in Monopoly. From the community chest and or the other card that I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
That dog scene, because we should talk about that, because it's established earlier in the movie that Donald Sutherland is friends with the, I don't know if it's a homeless guy, unhoused. I don't know what, but he's got a dog, and then we see later that he got by the pods,
because
there's like we should also need to talk about like the delivery system of how it like pops out the pod people. It's like giving birth.
Yeah, that whole scene for me was, because there's the scene of the pod people being birthed, and it is a lot. Again, this is a PG movie similar to Jaws or Poltergeist. And there's a scene that was like, God damn, what? That I'll talk about here in a second. But the entire birthing process, it's very alien. It's very...
There's goopy.
It's very goopy. It's a very... it's very sticky.
Yeah.
Did you describe the fly as goopy?
Goopy. It's a like if you took your fingers and pulled them apart, it'd be sticky.
You know, that good icky icky.
Like everything I just said, where I'm like, I don't want to be sticky. It's like placental.
Yeah, it's a very goopy movie, but which is I loved Powerline in a very goopy movie, by the way.
Man, I love the goopy movie. when they shot the one pod person and he was like, woohoo!
A yuck.
But Max, I just want to be your friend.
This is the dumbest episode we've ever done.
Goop Troop. It was Goop Troop.
The Goop Troop. Oh, I want to Disney-fy all of these. Be like Goop Troop.
That's what's her face's company is Goop, right?
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. Got the vagina-scented candle.
Yeah, the Goop Troop is who she sends after you if you, like, try to steal her shit.
Heard you was talking shit about my vagina candle.
All right, time to get sticky. I tell you to stick them up, but we're about to stick you up. We can make y'all sticky with our goop.
Because Donald Sutherland is, like, sleeping in the outside in, like, a lawn chair, which is a very... He's not an alcoholic, but that is definitely an alcoholic thing that happened. I fell asleep on the back porch in the most uncomfortable chair they make.
That scene goes on forever.
It's a long time. Because, like, by the end of it, there's, like, three or four bodies sitting there.
he just like, how long were you sleeping, man? Like,
yeah. Which like, is the yeah. goop next to you.
we just made, like, four or five of you because you were sleeping real good.
I can't even sleep through my cat licking herself. Let alone all that goop sound next to me.
But yeah, the birthing process is very intense. It's very gross because they're not all formed all the way. They ain't got
they're like kind of hairy or
yeah, they're kind of like they're kind of spindly or whatever. Ugh.
Yeah.
And then he does have his friend of the unhoused, and mm-hmm. I guess they kick the pod, and that's how you have the dog and the human merged together as a pod person, because I guess if you barely kick a pod, it just fucks everything up.
Because it's very Resident Evil, which you've covered on this show before, mm-hmm. where like not only are people zombies, but the animals are zombies too.
Yeah,
rabid. Where it's like whether it's fast zombies or if they're making the animal zombies, it's over. You mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, and there's even like an inside joke about Resident Evil. They're like, today we bred a silverback gorilla with the T virus. It's getting real angry. Day 3, still getting real angry. Hope we didn't make a crime against nature. Day 5, it has escaped.
It's every Jurassic Park movie where they're like, oh no, again.
I can't believe we bred a raptor and a T-Rex because yeah. we want bigger dinosaurs. I hope it doesn't get out. And then it did.
They're selling it on the black market.
Speaking of Jurassic Park, we just want to take a second to say, suck it, Jurassic Park podcast. We're coming for number one. We're gonna come for number one, okay? I called you on Instagram, and you have been ignoring me. I know you duck in this podcast. We're currently third in trending.
We went down one.
our feud is having an adverse effect. They
who
are
do we
signing...
have to feud with now instead of the Jurassic Park podcast?
Who am I coming at? Who are we coming at? I'm going to go to Podomatic.
Probably like the knitting podcast or something.
Let me see who it is right now. Who... We are currently, if you need to hear about our feud, go back and listen to our Dawn of the Dead episode. We are currently behind that goddamn Jurassic Park podcast, and we're also now behind the Avengers audio drama.
We can't compete with that.
I know, but we are beating the Mark and Me podcast.
I don't know them.
I guess it is just a, I guess it's just a guest podcast. I think there's like a movie called Mark and Me or something. I can't remember what it is, but
I think it's Mac and Me.
Mac and Me is, yes, that is, yes, Mac and Me. So but Jurassic Park and Avengers now, man. We're
those
having
are two properties that we can't compete with.
We need to just make ours the Disney podcast. They can't take down the Disney podcast.
And also, we're only feuding with people that are on Podomatic.com, even the other podcasts.
Well, that brings you to our next feud. Let me tell you about Joe Rogan.
Adam Carolla, we're coming for you.
But yeah, this is just a very slow-moving movie. I do want to talk about the part that had me go, God damn. And that goddamn part was when they smash a pod person's head in grisly fashion. I was like, this is PG, parental guidance suggested. Not yeah. required, just a mere suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me of like Jaws with a full-ass man getting eaten, or Poltergeist where a man peels his own face off. It's a lot.
He gets, what did he get? Not curb stomp, but they just stomped him with the foot, right?
I think that they hit him with like a shovel.
Okay. Yeah. I think it was a casket match.
You gotta close the lid. But they really fought back too. They're like, oh, well, they gotta close the lid, and then Kane came out and got it for them.
But I do like when they say they're going to the airport, and then you can't really get the read on the taxi driver,
mm-hmm.
Robert De Niro. but you can't. He says stuff into the intercom thing, the radio, and it's like they're level H or whatever he says, where it's like that means nothing to me, but then. Are they, does that mean, oh, I got a couple of normies, humans with me?
Mm-hmm.
And is he just transporting them to like a checkpoint, which, yeah.
Yeah.
The cops pass and then they have to run.
Mm-hmm.
That's, again, that's the scary part when you don't know who's on your side or not.
Yeah. That's why I don't Uber, because I don't know who's picking me up.
Well, at least with Uber, you can screenshot it and send it to me and I'll be like, don't, that's clearly a pod person. He's a plant in his photo. Don't do that.
I reported them to Uber. They, zero stars, was pod person.
Yeah, that's why I only do Lyft, because you have to take a test. The pod test.
But let's kind of go ahead and get to the end of this, because this has a very iconic ending. Like, mm-hmm. every shot from this you see is, like, from the ending shot.
Is Bobcat Goldthwait.
Where the ending of this is, they basically go to the dock warehouse, they destroy a bunch of plants, they kill a bunch of pod people, and they kind of hide until morning.
What is that warehouse? Are they growing other plant people?
I think so. It's also, didn't know if you noticed about this warehouse, it is where RoboCop has a shootout.
Damn, this Can you Venus fly, Bobby?
I'll be the guy from RoboCop. But yeah, you've just got these pod people making more pod people, and then so they hide out, and then the next morning you see Matthew, Donald Sutherland's character, like just kind of sneaking around. You see a bunch of school kids who are about to be assimilated into pod people, and then you have the character of Nancy, who approaches like, hey, David.
Yeah, because we see her earlier. She's just been sneaking around.
Yeah.
She's kind of in and out of this movie.
Yeah, and not David. I was like, hey, Matthew. And then he makes the screech, and that's how you know he's a pod person. He didn't survive.
That's like, I knew that ending before I even saw the movie, whether it be memes or you watch, like, here's the top 10 best horror movies, and you just see it. So maybe it was like, maybe not like this. I do like this movie, but it would have hit harder had I been like, oh shit, and I didn't know the ending. But
I didn't know the ending, so I was shooketh.
You like the ending? I really like the ending.
I think the ending's very good. I think it's got a very good ending. It's just the prior hour that precedes it,
yeah,
that goes a little too slow for me.
It is also weird. First off, it's like people going to get help, like FEMA, and then they've even taken that over. So now they're just turning them over in like a not a conveyor belt, but like it's systemic. They're like bring the people in and we'll turn them in and bring them out.
Yeah, it's like they're going
for help. You know?
Yeah, it's very factory. Because it's mm-hmm. very automated. It's like just a factory assembly.
That's what
line.
I was trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very Henry Ford of them. You know?
Yeah. When they shut down, luckily they had recently shut down a Ford plant in the neighborhood. So they had a big warehouse.
But
to
it's like,
do all this.
The thing is, like, with a movie like this, maybe zombies, it's not so realistic. But I'm like, if aliens were going to take over, I could see this working 100%.
Apparently, it's supposed to be better for us, though, because one of the lines that, I don't have it pulled up here. I'm really bad about character names and stuff. I gotta get better about it.
Well, one of them, I think you're gonna say, Gavin, is like, come over here, it's better on this side.
Yeah,
it's,
Elizabeth. It's, yeah, yeah, when she's showing some breast, she's like, you're gonna feel so much better, it's gonna be great. And I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I told you my anxiety level is usually mm-hmm. about a 17 on a scale of 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, you know what? let's try out this new medication called Pod Person.
Yeah, like, ask your doctor if pod's right for you. Spoiler, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Pod Person too.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the, you get so many vampire movies, anytime where somebody's changed and then they're trying to bring you over, demonic stuff where they're like, it's better over here. Maybe it is. Maybe
probably is.
Right, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of sucky being us sometimes.
Yeah, because we got to run from the pod people.
Yeah, I mean, I think about Lost Boys, like, Michael, join us, Michael. Be like, mm-hmm. You guys are fucking cool as hell. Why wouldn't I want to do this?
Man, you're like punk vampires. This is cool.
You guys are cool. All you do is hang out on the fucking boardwalk all night? That's fucking awesome. Why would I want to go to school?
Do you think the pod people have any other powers besides, like, flipping somebody? Because then essentially you're a pod person, but still human. Like, you still got to go to work, right? Like,
yeah, that's the thing is, like, if I became a pod, like, it's a flawed plan from the get-go, because you come to Earth, you want to take over, and then you're like, oh, shit, they got a economy? We got to, like, yeah. like the Japanese laundromat worker mm-hmm. was clearly being changed.
Now I got to do your goddamn dry cleaning. I traveled across galaxies to get what this kind of stain. I don't even know. I want to tell you what it is. It's white on black. I'll tell you that much.
I was going to go brown on white with some dookie.
Well, but, that too.
But you over here getting skanky.
I didn't say that. You said it. I didn't. But what is the end game here, to just flip the planet and then I guess they take over however their government? Because it's like, what if one of them gets sick and then they find out, like, I gotta run up $3,000 of my insurance before they even kicks in?
Like, these pod people, they got a bad deal.
Yeah.
They're like,
who won? We did. We did.
Oh, we should have gone to Canada. At least they have universal health care. You got to start in Canada.
And we only see, I had to look it up. I think it was shot in San Francisco, and I think it's set in San Francisco. It's not really clear to me where this was set. But this is just like this chapter of San Francisco.
Yeah.
We have to assume, I guess, if it's happening all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's like, these are like intelligent zombies. Zombies are scary enough, but you also can tell when a zombie is a zombie. You can't tell really when somebody's a pod person. And that's what's scary about this movie.
Do you think they come to Earth, make it their own, and then try to flip it like a house? I think they're...
Yeah. Love it or list it.
Yeah. Here today, we've got Earth. It's a 12-billion-year-old galaxy planet, but they just put in a new backsplash in Ohio.
Look at this hole in Arizona. They didn't even fill the hole in. They just put a new paint over it and called it the Grand Canyon. This is shoddy work.
They made a mountain, and it's got people's faces on it. We got to get rid of that. We got to make this more. We got to make this more formed. We got to stop this.
The original film's director, Don Siegel, so the guy who directed the 1956 version, appears as a taxi driver who alerts the police to Matthew and Elizabeth's attempt to flee the city. Also, Robert Duvall is also seen briefly as a silent priest sitting on a swing set in the opening scene.
Robert Duvall from The Godfather?
Yeah.
Oh. Very interesting.
What do you think? What are you just hanging around? You're like, hey, you want to put on this priest suit and go swing?
I wonder if he wasn't supposed to be in the movie. Like, is that Robert Duvall?
Is that? We need to get him to sign a release form.
Is that Tom Hagen from The Godfather?
He's a lawyer. He's a Mick lawyer. I could say that because I'm a Mick, I think. I don't know. I don't know if I can say that.
Oh, God.
They're going to play that when I run for office. Look, he said.
What do you say? Listen, as long as you're not a jib jab, we're okay.
God forbid. He's a. Oh, she. Last night she brought home a mud tub.
Goddamn mud tub. If my daughter
if I say something to her, she's going to want to be with the mud tubs.
The more you tell her not to be with the mud tub, she's going to be with the mud tub.
On the film's 40th anniversary, Kaufman, that's the director, believes the film may have seemed timely when it came out, since Jonestown mass suicide had occurred a month earlier and still dominated the news. Quote, that was a case of a lot of people from San Francisco were looking for a better world and suddenly found themselves in a pod dom, is what he says. Mm. And it was fatal. Could have not been a more pointed reason for watching the movie.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad that tragedy happened to help bump ticket sales.
Also, Jim Jones is a fellow Hoosier. USA.
We got some fun trivia for this. I think, this movie, it's not your cup of tea. It's not my cup of tea, but I'm mm-hmm. glad I saw it so I can, appreciate all these references and where they come from.
Yeah.
But that is, what else do we got here?
Crete, Indiana is where Jim Jones is, right by Ohio, if you're wondering.
Maybe if you want to go visit
it's
him.
It's I will. I put flowers on his grave. No, it is one of those where it's they were drinking Flavor-Aid, not Kool-Aid, but it's you can't really stand against the crowd if they're all against you. They're join us. It's one of those things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to wrap this one up?
I think so, yeah. Overall, not my cup of tea. I can appreciate it. I like the twist at the end, and I like the idea of pod people, but it was just too slow for me. It was just too slow, and it wasn't very scary.
I think the idea of this is scary, but rather it was just more so the shock of the man dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because even in their plan, they can kind of make, but not even kind of, they're pretty good at making plant people. But if you kick the little thing that's converting them, then you get a plant dog or whatever, you know?
It's a damn liability. Don't touch it. It's doing something.
Do you think they kept it around?
What, the dog
the
man?
Plant dog? Yeah, the dog man.
Oh, little plant dog. Plant
dog?
Dog
man is probably an episode
plant
of...
dog.
One of those monster hunting shows on the History Channel. They're talking about the...
Yeah. Do you ever watch Cat Dog on Nickelodeon?
Yeah, what a stupid concept. One end's a dog and one end's a cat, but how do they shit and piss?
Asking the real questions.
I want to know who got the other end of that. And literally, who got the dog ass and the dog the dog ass and the cat ass.
Cat ass and a cat. Be like, well, this is...
it's a rescue, but I'm thinking about putting it down. All it does is shit. I don't know how it eats, but it shits.
You don't want it licking you in the morning either.
Well, you said, is this movie scary, Gavin?
It's in theory, yes, but in execution, no.
We forgot to do this with the last few movies. Is this a party movie?
No.
No?
It is if you're in a film club. And they're like, hello.
Yeah, you mean pretentious?
Yeah.
As if this podcast is not a film club that we all get together and listen to.
I know, but I wouldn't call...
I find
us way too stupid to be pretentious. Let me look up Invasion of the Body Snatchers here on Rotten Tomatoes to see which one was better. Because a lot of people said this was one of the better remakes. A lot of IMDb... review said this is amazing, it's great, but yeah, wasn't for me.
It's just not, and I don't. The thing is, I don't think this is a bad movie. I just don't know that I'm gonna revisit it. It's not a movie. Doesn't have to be fun for me to like it, but it's just not a movie that I'm gonna be like, hey, let's watch Invasion of the Body Snatchers again.
Yeah. All right, for Rotten Tomatoes, what do you think the original has as a rating?
72%.
The original has a 98%.
Okay.
What do you think the remake has?
But a lot of people like it, so I'm going to go with 93%.
93 is exactly right.
Oh, shit.
You
I
got
didn't
it.
See it before we started the podcast. So.
did you see it?
Yeah, on accident.
You
I
son of a bitch.
I know.
You do not get both showcase showdowns now. How dare you?
And clearly, the people seem to love the original and love this one as well. So maybe I'm wrong and maybe you're wrong. But I think they're highlights to the movie. But it's not a, like I said, I'm not going to revisit this.
Yeah.
I don't think.
If you, what's your oh shit moment?
My oh shit moment is the dog.
Yeah, that's gonna be
it's
mine.
Gonna be the dog, because nothing else in this movie was like huge effects besides like the changes of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was like at first I thought like the dog accidentally was wearing a mask that the like the guy had.
Do you know that the dog was wearing a mask actually?
Oh yeah,
it's actually a Leonard Nimoy mask.
Oh shit! And it had. That's why I was wearing the coveralls. I thought you were gonna say it was like when the dog from The Mask got the mask.
Max
smoking.
Yeah, it's a situation where Jim Carrey's The Mask does make a cameo in this.
before it even came out.
What was your favorite kill?
I'm trying to. We talked about the head. Smash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there any other kills in this? I'm sure there are, but nothing like stood out to me.
I mean, when you smash a full ass head to PG movie, that becomes the best kill.
Yep. Okay.
If you like this movie, what would you recommend?
The Faculty.
Mm-hmm.
I would also recommend The Happening. M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening. I really like that movie. The Thing. Us from Jordan Peele. And one, I think we should cover all those on this pod, but also this one definitely is Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, Rosemary's Baby is a good one.
Again, it's that phenomenon of almost gaslighting.
Yeah. And then, I'd recommend everything that you basically said. Like, you took all of them, you son of a bitch.
I'm really good at that.
You're really good
when
at
I think about it. Yeah,
you're really good at recommending the same movies that I would recommend.
Yes.
You're like, well, let's also the thing from another world, the thing 2011, anything like that. Just be good.
So you wouldn't recommend anything else?
No, I think I'm good. I think we covered every movie ever that we could.
What are we watching next week?
We are going to do a second Patreon Picks episode, and this is one that everybody's very excited for, and I'm excited for, because we got some very, very sexy man action going on.
Oh, shit.
We're watching 2005's The Amityville Horror, starring that big ol' hunk-a-hunk-a-burning love, Elvis Presley. No, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, and a shirtless Ryan Reynolds,
too. Oh, God, he's so shirtless. He's so shirtless. So yeah, we'll be covering the Amityville Horror next week. As always, please subscribe to us on Patreon, patreon.com/ They're Coming to Get You. We have a bunch of tiers for any budget, so please give us your money, and we do appreciate your support.
They're coming to get you.
Barbara!
They're coming to get you. They're coming for you, Barbara.
They're coming to get you.